Alice tucked a piece of paper with her name, address, and phone number in her sock. Of course, if she became so confused that she didn't know her way home, she might not have the presence of mind to remember that she carried this piece of helpful information on her person. But it was a precaution she took anyway. Running was becoming less and less effective at clearing her thoughts. In fact, these days, she felt more like she was physically chasing down the answers to an interminable stream of runaway questions. And no matter how hard she kicked, she could never catch them. What should I be doing? She took her medications, slept for 6 to 7 hours a night, and clung to the normalcy of day-to-day life at Harvard. She felt like a fraud, posing as a Harvard professor without a progressive neurodegenerative disease, working every day as if everything were just fine and would continue that way. There weren't a lot of metrics for performance or day-to-day accountability in the life of a professor. She didn't have books to balance, a certain quota of widgets to make, or written reports to hand in. There was room for error, but how much? Ultimately, her functioning would deteriorate to a level that would be noticed and not tolerated. She wanted to leave Harvard before then, before the gossip and pity, but had no way of even guessing when that would be. And although the thought of staying on too long terrified her, the thought of leaving Harvard terrified her much, much more. Who was she if she wasn't a Harvard psychology professor? Should she try to spend as much time as possible with John and her children? What would that mean practically? Sit with Anna while she typed her briefs? Shadow Tom on his rounds? Observe Lydia in acting class? How was she supposed to tell them that they each had a 50% chance of going through this? What if they blamed and hated her like she blamed and hated her father? It was too soon for John to retire. How much time could he realistically take off without killing his own career? How much time did she have? 2 years? 20? Although Alzheimer's tended to progress more quickly in the early onset versus late onset form, people with early onset usually lived with the disease for many years longer, this disease of the mind residing in relatively young and healthy bodies. She could stick around all the way to the brutal end. She'd be unable to feed herself, unable to talk, unable to recognize John and her children. She'd be curled up in the fetal position, and because she'd forget how to swallow, she'd develop pneumonia. And John, Anna, Tom, and Lydia would agree not to treat it with a simple course of antibiotics, riddled with guilt over feeling grateful that something had finally come along that would kill her body. She stopped running, bent over, and threw up the lasagna she'd eaten for lunch. It would be several more weeks before the snow melted enough to wash it away.